This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Okay.
I don't need to hear from the king.
Money! It's a crime.
All right, BT and Sal back on the fan. So, Hav, educate us here on what's going on with House. We'll get to the NJ.com report from Clappish coming up in a minute, but I guess there's bigger news today or newer news today with House Steinberg speaking. Where is he talking?
You know? I'm not really sure, but I know Tim Healey has all his quotes. So, speaking to somebody somewhere. I'm not sure.
Okay,
exactly.
So give us some of the money quotes here.
Is my boy getting a little feisty?
Well, okay, so he said, Hal Steinbrenner on the Yankees meeting with Juan Soto. We, quote unquote, we had a good meeting. It was very honest. He said it lasted a couple of hours. How confident is Hal that Yanks will sign Soto? Quote unquote, no idea, but we'll be in the mix.
Okay, that means nothing to me so far.
Doesn't sound too confident to me, but yeah, you're right. Like,
we'll
it's a
be
wash.
In the mix. No kidding, there's five or six teams meeting.
I'd hope. Jeez. I mean, yeah.
Also, on the importance of keeping Juan Soto, especially in the context of fans' desires, quote unquote, I've got ears. I know what's expected of me.
Okay, a little better. We're getting warm, Hal.
Okay. I like it.
Heating up a little bit.
And then specifically on losing Juan Soto to the Mets, would it hurt more than losing other players? Hal Steinbrenner, no. As I said, we're going to be in the mix for Soto. If it doesn't work out, it's going to hurt a little bit no matter where he goes.
Fair.
I don't really believe that last part. I don't think he's fully honest, but I also understand that it's probably not beneficial to be honest there.
Let's just have some fun for a second.
It would crush us if he goes to the Mets. We'd be the second team and perceptual. I mean, what was he supposed to say?
Well,
go ahead. Let's have a little fun.
What do you think his father would say? You know he would be saying that.
He should say, hey, son, ship up. You're a Steinbrenner. Wake up.
Well, no, I'm saying,
he should say that from heaven.
I'm saying, what would he spend whatever it takes. What would he say if he were asked that same question?
He'd say, they're a mere pittance in my existence, no matter what, we're the Yankees. You know, he wouldn't even say the Mets. He would just say, we're the Yankees, and we are prepared to act like
we're not losing to anybody.
Period.
We're the Yankees. We're not losing to anybody. If he doesn't want to stay here, then he's got the problem. Like, this is on him. I'm going to give him the most money. Why wouldn't he want to be here? We're the pinstripes. We've got the pride. We've got the history. We've got the dollars. We've got the team that went to the World Series. Like, I'm not saying Hal was wrong in anything that he said. I'm not saying it was bad. He didn't say anything bad. But there was an expectation, love him or hate him, that his father set. And the way he operated set the table for the way that fans, Yankee fans, feel about their team. And anything less than that, to me, is
below the Yankee way.
It's not enough.
Below the standards. Is there more, Huff? I hope that there's a little more.
I mean, there's no other quotes. I do have from Gary Phillips. He's a beat writer for the Daily News. He says that Hal added, he hasn't thought about a walkaway number for Juan Soto yet. Mm. Same for an overall payroll number.
So he's open.
Okay, that's good.
That is
now let's pair those quotes today with the Bob Clappish NJ.com story, where there was one quote in there in particular that caught my attention. Reading that story yesterday, I felt encouraged from a Yankee perspective more so than I did in anything prior. And again, take these reports and comments and with a grain of salt. Like right now, everybody's guessing. Everybody's trying to be first or have some insider information. And I think it's minimal because I don't think the Soto camp is letting anybody know what they think. The teams that have met with him can certainly get a feel, but I don't think Soto and Boris are really letting it known how they feel. But the one quote, I think it was BT, that said he's prepared to, what was it, not go toe-to-toe with Cohen, but prepared to...
Yeah, that's basically the gist of it. Yeah. You know, but not stare down either.
But prepared to compete, basically, yeah, with Steve Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
To get Juan Soto. I got to get the exact quote. I know we had it up earlier and then forgot it. But that was more encouraging. You read the same thing from Klappich. And how'd you feel as a Yankee, from a Yankee perspective, coming away with that?
Better than I did from what I just heard from Hoff. I thought it was a little bit more,
right?
A little bit more energy, a little bit more juice, a little bit more forceful, different presentation. I just want to go back to Hal for a second. As you're looking up the quotes here, I do want to say that, you know, projecting a conservative approach now, what Hoff read from Hal, that's fairly conservative. He wasn't over the top. As a matter of fact, the first two quotes were straight up boring, and the third one was a little inspirational, like, oh, okay, that makes me feel a little bit better. But that's the road that you should travel down if you're Hal Steinbrenner. The last thing, this is Business 101, the last thing that he should say is, there, under no circumstance can we allow him, even though this might make us feel better, think about how it would play out on the back end. It would actually hurt the Yankees. There's no way we can allow him to walk to the Mets. It would be crushing. It would be devastating. You know, because if you say that, nor should he say, right, we are prepared to do anything. We love Soto so much. We're going to walk to the end of the baseball world to make sure that we bring him back. Because if you're saying that, and not literally that, but if you're projecting that energy, guess who's smiling? Boris and Soto.
Right.
And, you know, the more that you empower them to get more money from Cohen, okay, the more complicated Hal's world becomes. Now, this is a very dangerous game. Now, Hal is worth, I think I read $1.8 billion. We know that Steve at this point is about $20 billion.
Jeez.
This is a game that Cohen can play forever. It's just, does he get bored or does he get turned off and maybe go in a different direction with three or four other players, which I don't think he will. He's going all in on Soto. So if one of the two walks away, it's going to be Hal out of more financial necessity than Cohen.
Right.
So we all know that. So anything that is said to fuel the fire of Soto and Boris squeezing more money out of this is detrimental to Hal.
I think it just
should be conservative.
I think he was fine with that, but I wouldn't be encouraged after those quotes from him the way that I was with the
Klappich quotes piece
from Klappich. Where I agree. Like, all right, he's ready to dance with Cohen, but you're right. Like at the end of the day, if Steve Cohen, like if something's up for auction, an art piece, a baseball player, and he wants it, and they're open to coming here, like you could say, well, what about Yamamoto or Ohtani? They didn't want really to come here. Yamamoto led the Yankees on, led the Mets on. He didn't want to come here. Ohtani never even got involved with them. He knew where he wanted to go. They want to stay on the West Coast and go to the Dodgers. Soto, all indications are he's open to going to the Mets, like legitimately open to going to the Mets. If Cohen wants him and he's legitimately open to playing in Queens for the Mets, then Steve Cohen is going to get... He's going to do whatever it takes to get him, assuming that he doesn't have like the, well, I'm not going to go to 750 or I'm not going to go to 8. Like, you also got to be smart about it just because it's the most fancy art piece in the world and everybody wants it.
It's got to be at a value that is not irresponsible.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So where's the market value? And then where does Cohen say, okay, well, if this is the market value, here's, I want this.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
this piece so bad that I'm going to go here and blow out the market value by $50 million.
Okay.
60, whatever it may be, that's what's going to happen. And then if the market value comes up, then he again can say, okay, well, the market value's come up here. I'm going to again go to this extent, just like they did with Yamamoto. The difference is, I believe this time, Soto was willing to go to the Mets where Yamamoto never was. They played that game with Yamamoto. The Mets got to the point that they were at. He just went to the Dodgers once they reached that apex. With Soto, once they reached that apex, I believe he's going to take the most money.
Let me hit you with this real quick here. So what are these things we know? One we don't know.
Yeah.
We can only surmise. The one thing that we do know is that Steve Cohen, just based on his portfolio, has got the ability to play the long game, as we just said.
Yes.
Everybody knows that. Okay. What we don't know is, as the long game goes on, given his penchant for winning so many business deals, is he more likely to maybe get turned off by what he deems too aggressive or reckless from them? We don't know that. Like, there's a thought that, all right, here's more money, more money, more money, flush, more money, more money, more money, more money. But you don't accrue $20 billion worth of money if you get played.
Yeah, so you're saying Cohen being turned off by Boris and Soto.
Where he almost looks at Boris almost like a peon.
100%.
Like, dude, get back in your place here. Yeah, we want him. We don't need him for that. And I wonder if that can be an emotional turnoff for Cohen. I don't know.
Yes, I think the most important thing is he's got to find out if it's legitimate, unlike Yamamoto, who wasn't legitimate. And they did get played to a certain extent because they took it to many levels. The flying to Japan, the dinner at Cohen's house, all those different things, the offer that they gave him. Like, the Mets gave him a legitimate offer. He just never wanted to be there. So this has to be different. I don't think Cohen is going to get played in this scenario. I think he's got to be careful and smart, and I think he will be. But I think this is a different feel to where he's going to have his... He'll say, okay, everybody's at 700. That's great. Here's my final offer at 750. Like, it can't just be the dance where, okay, well, the best offer is 650. Cohen goes up to 7. Oh, well, wait, the Yankees are up to 7. Or whoever, the Phillies.
But
are
I think that's how the game's going to play.
Yeah,
when the offers come in, the Yankees will, and others will have a chance to match. They either will or they won't.
Yeah.
Then you're going to keep going back to Boris. Well, hey, we got this. We know what you offered to Steve, but Hal said he's going to do this. Like, that's the game that's going to be played.
Yeah, but it can't go. I think Cohen will maybe give it one. Like, let's say it starts at 650. Cohen says, okay, I'm at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then they
come back.
You say
final offer at that point?
Well, no, not at 7, but let's say, hypothetically, who knows the actual numbers, but let's say it starts at 650, Cohen says, okay, 650 is the market, I'm coming with 7.
Okay.
Then let's say the Yankees or Phillies say, okay, well, we're going to go to 7 too. And Cohen says, all right, well, I'm going to go to 770, whatever it may be.
Uh-huh.
Like, at that point, I think you got to draw the line because...
From Cohen's perspective.
Yes, because even if the other teams come up, you know, let's say they go, all right, well, we're going to come up to 770. I mean, maybe you say one more round and you go, okay, I'll go to 8.
Yeah.
And this is it.
Like, yeah. Like, well, there's got to be that limit.
There will be. And I think it's going to be the second go-around. Like, I think it'll be at the 750 thing. Like, maybe going to 7 is one thing. If somebody else comes up to 7, then maybe he'll go a little bit above that.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, this is my line in the sand. You want to be a Met? This is your offer. Take it or leave it. And that's that.
There's no way I'd give him 750. I would be very reluctant to give him 7. I'm on the record with that. Hoff, I know you got a quote. Give me one sec here. This is playing out very interesting, though, from the Yankees' perspective. You look at who's involved here. So we know the Mets are involved, okay? The Red Sox are involved, and the Dodgers are involved. Well, to what degree with the Dodgers, we're not really sure, and there's going to be another mystery team, blah, blah, blah. But the Mets are trying to take over the city. The Red Sox are their Yankees' longtime chief rival, and the Dodgers just beat you in the World Series. So think about all the emotion that is staring in the face of the Yankees. I wonder. Now, I do agree with when Sal says that he's not, it's not a Yamamoto or well, forget about Otani. It's not a Yamamoto situation. Yamamoto was never coming here. I do, so I want people to hear me on this. I do believe there's a chance that Soto goes to Queens. I really do, and I've said that for a while now.
Yeah.
I also think that there's a chance that he really wants to stay with the Yankees, and the Mets and the Red Sox and the Dodgers have pulled into this to up the ante to get the Yankees
to
bite.
We'll
that
find
is
out.
A possibility.
It is a possibility. We'll find out if that's a reality soon enough.